A protein that could help cure some forms of blindness has made its way from a tiny Farmington laboratory all the way up to the International Space Station. Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
Before their protein was launched to the International Space Station, Nicole Wagner and Jordan Greco say their experiment had a more everyday method of transport.
Do you like literally put the protein in a box and like mail it to...
Yeah, exactly.
Wagner and Greco are with Lambda Vision, a company in Farmington, and that protein, it's called bacteriorhodopsin, a purple light-activated molecule. In fact, Wagner, Lambda Vision's CEO, says that protein is so light-sensitive, her company wants to put it into human eyeballs, replacing cells that die because of diseases like macular degeneration.
So what we've done is we sort of recreated those cells that have died.
To recreate the cells, the pair build organic implants layer by layer, dipping the protein over and over into lots of solutions. That works best when those solutions are uniform, but gravity can mess that all up.
You can think of this as almost a lake. You know, you're going to see a lot of sand and particles at the bottom of the lake. In microgravity, you get a much more homogeneous solution.
At least that's the theory. To test it, Lambda Vision secured a spot aboard the International Space Station through funding from the ISS National Lab and Boeing. Their experiment launched in December, and retinal implants are now being built in orbit. Once they're back home, those implants will be tested against their Earth-made counterparts to see if they're more stable and easier to make. And while the research is still very early stage, Lambda Vision's hope is that eventually an experiment crafted among the stars could help some of us down here on Earth see a little better. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.